We're reading chosen excerpts from the sources about everything is obtained by the power of the prayer. We're in excerpt number 8. By Rabash. It is upon a person to pray each day that the Creator will open his eyes so he will recognize the greatness and importance of the Creator, so he has fuel to labor with the aim to bestow. There are two discernments to make in this. One, to have a desire to bestow contentment upon his Maker, that this will be his only aspiration. Two, to do things with the aim that the actions will bring him a desire to do things in order to please the Creator. In other words, he must work and toil extensively to obtain light and kli, vessel. Light means that he received from the Creator a desire where he craves all day to bring contentment to the Creator. A kli is a desire, meaning that he wants to bestow upon the Creator. Those two, he should receive from the Creator, meaning both the light and the kli. We'll read it again. It is upon a person to pray each day that the Creator will open his eyes, so he will recognize the greatness and importance of the Creator, so he has fuel to labor with the aim to bestow. There are two discernments to make in this. One, to have a desire to bestow contentment upon his Maker, that this will be his only aspiration. Two, to do things with the aim that the actions will bring him a desire to do things in order to please the Creator. In other words, he must work and toil extensively to obtain light and kli. Light means that he received from the Creator a desire where he craves all day to bring contentment to the Creator. A kli is a desire, meaning that he wants to bestow upon the Creator. Those two he should receive from the Creator, meaning both the light and the kli.
Shailot?
Questions?
Yeah.
So if he gets everything from the Creator, so where is he?
He connects to the Creator. He connects to the Creator and receives the light and the vessel from the Creator. How's a baby born? How does a person grow? Not from himself, from what comes from the upper ones, from his mother and father. And then by being connected to them, everything actually comes through the Ima, the mother, the Malchut of the upper one, and the Creator is like the father. And in that way he grows. So what's the question? And as much as he belongs to them, as much as he annuls towards them, that's how he grows. Until these systems are established in him where he can keep going on and adapting to the upper one, resembling the upper one more and more.
In the preliminary stage, he says it's upon a person to pray that he will open his eyes, etc.
Yeah.
So what is in a person that can make him want this thing?
No, the desire comes from above. The desire to begin with comes from above. Then he needs himself to be concerned that he has a desire. How did your mother tell you? Go and learn from this child, go play with those children, read this book. Meaning the upper one aims the lower one, but the lower one has to learn from the right and good things in order to develop onward on his own. If it's possible to say on his own, it's never on his own. It's always from guidance from above, which is more and more concealed.
Ala.
Yes,
Lano PT Srim.
PT 20.
Rav, many times you gave us an example that you turned to Rabash and he told you, why didn't you ask? Can you please remember, why didn't you ask?
Same thing like today.
What's the reason we don't ask?
Lack of adhesion in the Creator. That because of a certain lack of adhesion, a certain lack of adhesion in the Creator, I couldn't feel or think that I have only one thing, even more to connect to Him, and then I'll receive it. You know, it's like a baby that is next to the mother's breast, so he has to grab onto it. He needs to suck from it, and it takes a lot of forces from him. And we see that by suckling, he falls asleep. He loses his forces. He doesn't have any forces to suck it and fill himself, to connect to the Upper One. So here we constantly have to be in work by strengthening the group, that we connect to the Creator, and in this way all of us together, and man will help his friend, and in this way we'll receive from him, from the Creator, forces and desires to connect again and again, and only by constantly turning to him, so in us all kinds of new states and new degrees can be revealed, and we can't otherwise, only through prayer. Okay. Mach 17.
Hello, Rav. Hello, Worldly. In the second part, he talks about an action. Is this action a prayer from the ten?
Yes, bestowing to the Creator can only come through prayer from a ten. We have nothing else to do. You can only bestow one thing to Him, that you're asking Him to bestow to the general vessel, at least to the ten. If a person prays on his own, that's called a voice that cries out in the desert. There's no benefit in it, because the Creator has nowhere to bestow into. It's a desert. If someone connects with a few friends, even one more, and already annuls himself towards someone outside himself, that's called that he annuls himself. And then from the connection between them, they can turn to him. From the mutual annulment, the Creator has a place to bestow to. And that is a prayer already. Meaning prayer has to be a result of preparing a place for the prayer. Annulment, each one towards the other, that from that point of connection between them, that they establish, they turn to the Creator and ask the Creator to help them connect more and to fill the point of connection.
Florida.
Yes, Rav. What is this action of ours, suckling from the Creator?
The force of bestowal called milk. That's what we're asking from the Creator. That's it. That will have the force to bestow. That's the force of Bina, called milk. And by that, we're strengthening our desire to bestow. This starts growing from the point in the heart more and more. PT5.
Rav, Rabash writes that we have to perform action, great actions, and exertions to obtain the light and the kli. Then he says that the light is the desire and the vessel, the kli, is also a desire. Can you explain how both can be a desire?
The light is a desire to bestow. The quality of bestowal that's expressed in the desire to bestow, and the vessel is the will to receive. That if the vessel is corrected, it receives in order to bestow, which is also considered bestowing, even more than passively bestowing, because he's receiving in order to bestow, meaning going against his egoistic desire.
So what are we praying for? Should we ask for the vessel or the light? I thought all we need is a desire to pray for, so to have the corrected desire. Here he says we should ask both for the light and the vessel.
I don't know exactly what you're... I'll read. 8, right?
Yes.
It is upon a person to pray each day. So first of all, every day. And what? That the Creator will open his eyes. So he will recognize the greatness and importance of the Creator. Why? Why do we need that? So he has fuel to labor, forces, with aim to bestow, that to the extent that the Creator is great in my eyes, I will have the desire and the ability to bestow. There are two discernments to make in this. One, to have a desire to bestow contentment upon his Maker, that this will be his only aspiration. Two, to do things with the aim that the actions will bring him a desire to do things in order to bestow, in order to please the Creator. In other words, he must work and toil extensively to obtain light and kli, a vessel. Light means that he received from the Creator a desire where he craves all day to bring contentment to the Creator. A kli is a desire, meaning that he wants to bestow upon the Creator, a desire to a desire. Those two he should receive from the Creator, meaning both the light and the kli, and the vessel.
So what is the desire here, and what's the vessel, and what's the light here?
What I'm asking from the Creator, that's called a fulfillment I'm asking. What is that fulfillment that comes? It builds a deficiency in me. So I ask for deficiency or for a fulfillment. In spirituality, that deficiency is called the fulfillment, because if I'm lacking to bestow contentment to the Creator, that is already a fulfillment. It already fills me that I'm lacking to bestow to the Creator. That's already a spiritual degree. It's already a vessel. Think. It's things, they're not that confusing, but it's worth to think about them. Meaning, to discern between light and vessel and spirituality isn't like in corporeality. It's all about what you're about to do with this desire. So once it's called a light and once it's called a vessel. How could it be that the desire will be a light? Because if I'm happy by wanting, if I'm filled by wanting, let's say I want to bestow contentment to the Creator, I want to bestow, and I don't have a fulfillment in this, supposedly. I want to bestow, but I'm happy that I want to bestow to the Creator, and then I'm happy, I'm joyful. From having the desire to bestow to the Creator. And then, is it called a light or a vessel? You tell me.
I guess if it's to go all day long with the thought of bestowing to the Creator, it's probably the fulfillment. It's probably life.
Correct. So it's all about the discernment of man gives it.
But Rav, he doesn't realize it, meaning he wants to bestow contentment to the Creator, but he can't. So, what? There's no answer to the prayer.
That's not his work anymore. Maybe he won't be able to realize it in the way he thinks, but he's happy by having a tendency to the Creator and constantly following that. And that fills him, and that is sanctity. And later on, we'll learn how to discern between vessels of bestowal and vessels of reception, between Nefesh Ruach and Neshama Chaya Yechida. We'll learn that later on. Okay. Let's let the women ask.
New York 3.
The baby doesn't have to ask his mother to take care of him so he can grow. But we have to keep on praying to demand to grow in spirituality. Why?
That's all our work. That's why we're not on the degree of an animal, not a beast. We want to be on the degree of man, Adam. That's what reaches resemblance to the Creator. That's why all of our work is, as much as we are in a mutual connection with the Creator, that's why we have to ask, to constantly ask and ask and ask for closeness to the Creator. For that, you can always ask. And be careful that it won't be in order to receive. Meaning, we want to come closer to the Creator in order to give Him contentment. That's the difference between a corporeal baby and a spiritual baby. That everything happens by raising man, by prayer. More?
Yes, a question from Chile. Should we be the ones who give the intention and the Creator gives the desire?
Yes. And it's even more correct that the Creator first gives the desire and we put the intention upon it. Also the deficiency, also the fulfillment, everything comes from above. We just have to be ready for it. Yes.
Mark 25. Can we want to give contentment to the Creator but not to yearn? Meaning, what's the difference between a desire and yearning?
A desire and yearning. Yearning supposedly comes from a greater value than the desire. It's like an addition on the desire. That's called longing or yearning. To the extent of my longing, I run to fulfill that desire. There's like a general desire that exists and you can live with it, but then there's longing or yearning that you can't relax all day and all night until they receive the implementation of the desire. Next.
Moscow 8. How to establish a desire, an intention that will give contentment to the Creator? How to be in this prayer to give contentment to the Creator?
Just by the connection between us, the Creator wants one thing, that all created beings connect back again to one desire. Meaning that there'll be a lot of the desires, but above it, to connect into one desire, which is the structure of Adam Rishon.
There are two conditions in excerpt 8. What's the difference between them if they both talk about the desire?
Yeah. He says that there are two discernments in this. One, to have a desire to bestow contentment upon his maker, that this will be his only aspiration to give contentment to the Creator, and next what happens with this, to do things with the aim that the actions will bring him a desire to do things in order to please the Creator. That's already the implementation. In other words, he must work and toil extensively to obtain light and kli. Light means that he received from the Creator a desire where he craves all day to bring contentment to the Creator. That's what he wants to get from the Creator, such a desire that I constantly want to think of the Creator, how I bring him contentment. First of all, that is my first desire. And a kli is a desire, meaning that he wants to bestow upon the Creator. Meaning, from the desire to the Creator, in that desire, I'll want to bestow to the Creator. Those two he should receive from the Creator. Meaning everything comes from the Creator, but to constantly be connected between us as much as we can and in the tendency from the connection towards the Creator, then we can receive from him in a gradual way the right guidance. And we're not lacking anything. We need to see today too that we're in some more confused state and tired, and we don't know what to do. I feel it according to the mood and the questions. Also yesterday, throughout the day, that all in all, we need to know one thing. From the connection between us to turn to the Creator. And even if the connection is wrong and turning to the Creator is wrong, but to constantly be in connection between us and connected to the Creator, and to scrutinize, to choose between our desires as much as they are more and more aimed precisely towards the Creator. That is what needs to bring us success. It's not the wise who studies as it's written, meaning not by the study will attain things. That's called the wise guy. That doesn't attain, but only studies what he reads in the book and remembers what's written in the book. But he doesn't have attainment. He doesn't live it, that it happens inside him. That's why we shouldn't be sorry about that. We should be sorry about one thing. When will we reach the state that our hearts will connect and be aimed towards the Creator? Then by that, we will present our vessel to him that he can correct it and fill it. And in this, I want to say good luck to you all. Let's hope that we think about this throughout the day. Goodbye.
Thank you, Rav. Schedule of the recorded lesson and the school recorded programs 10 to 10:30, a pro news program with Rav Lightman, and 10:30 to 11:15 Inner Light with Rav.
Quante volte ho tentato di vivere, in un mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato a cercare nel mondo, in che mi sono trovato qui con voi, il regalo più bello che ho. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בך. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי, אדברה נא Shalom va.
Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo. Brindiamo a questa nuova umanità.
Le fai!
Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Vorrei dimora qui perché è in quell'amico che cammina con te.
Le mani חי ורעי, למען החי ורעי, למען החי, החי ורעי, אדם רן השלום בך, למען החי ורעי. Stagione porta la condizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità. Le malachai verai, le malachai verai, le malachai achai verai, adabran shalom ba. Le malachai verai.
Shalom ba.